Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Hot Wings, are you a sexter?
No.
Never?
Never? No, I mean, I've had sexy chats, I guess, before, but...
Is that an old person way of saying sex?
I
have never sent a picture of...
sexy correspondence.
I have never sent a picture of my penis.
I did mail a ribald letter one time.
It doesn't have to be a D-pic.
Yeah.
You've never texted someone like, I want you so bad or something basic?
I have texted the basic, yeah.
Have you never sent have you never sent a D-pic because you can't get it to stand still for long enough?
Well, it's always dancing around.
Captures the image.
I'm all out of photographic explosive powder.
Your penis is like one of those things outside of a car dealership that floats up and down and waves back down, floats up and down and waves back down.
Yep.
I have had.
I don't send a D-pic because I want FOMO. I want fear of missing out. Like, you've got to... You know, there's only one way to see this thing, and it's in person.
Yeah.
Well, did you think sending a D-pic is the only way to participate in sexting?
Mostly, yes.
Do you guys agree with that premise?
No,
I do not.
No.
Okay.
I didn't have to send a D-pic.
No, I thought that's what you were getting at when you said.
Would you like to?
Your answer. I have definitely sexted before.
Okay.
It's digitally sexy chatting.
Yeah.
Just imagine Hot Wings in some chat room when the internet first became a thing.
What's up, ladies? AFL?
Yeah, that's me. Oldsmobiles are cool. Check out my screen name.
Which is Oldsmobiles are cool. 6969.
Now,
you're going to be the gutless cutless.
Ooh, that's a good one. God, I wish I had thought of that back then.
I'd like the spider Euroclips.
When sexting first became a thing, so like when cell phones became prominent, this is before I even met Carrie.
Yeah.
And so it was where, in order to sext, it took you like an hour because you had to click through all of the letters as
T9
the number.
Predictive text.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was so long.
P-Q-R-D-E.
Like, it was so long ago that it would have been before Kelly even had a phone, right? And so... Like, it was so bad because you'd like, you know, I want you would take so long because to get to the I, you'd be like 6-6.
Oh,
and then
man.
You had to wait for it to move over and then do like the next number.
You didn't.
No, that's true.
You did predictive and then you could just move on to the next one.
Oh, I didn't have predictive on my little
phone. No. This is long before smartphones.
I'm
talking like 2003.
Yeah.
I get you.
2002.
Careful, Joey's been like, I had to pay a nickel for every one of those sexy messages.
Okay,
I
well,
it was
then,
extra if you had put a photograph in there.
The phone I had didn't do that. You had to scroll through.
You had to put a digital postage stamp on it to get it even delivered to her door.
Yeah, you had to scroll
quick
through.
With it.
And then what? She didn't even have a screen.
Like it's Anna.
I sexted a landline.
It took forever.
All right, Joe, you're a sexter, I'm sure.
Yes, of course.
Oh, we know Joe.
Yeah, we've seen him.
Everyone has.
Not currently, but, you know.
Thanks for that package. Kelly?
Oh, my God, yeah, I love it.
Steve, what about right now?
Yeah, not so much right now.
Do you think you could pull it off right now? Minutes before your son is born.
I mean, could I? Yes, I could I could easily sext my wife right now.
What do you think her response would be?
Shut up.
I don't want you to do it.
Yeah.
Like, normally I would try to goad you into doing it. I don't want you to do it. I think it'd be bad for everything.
I think it's not.
I mean, if you were a man, you'd do it. But.
You know, I think there's a time and a place for it.
Maybe she needs something.
That's a good point, Steve.
Hey, baby.
Take her mind off the baby.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Like, say, hey, you know what I've been missing?
Yeah. Show me the baby's door.
Make it about you, and then she'll think that's sexy.
Steve.
What did you say?
Show me the baby's door.
Yeah, let's give that baby some birthmarks, you know what I mean?
Why don't you just write, hey, you know that thing making you uncomfortable? Remember when I put him in there?
I put it there.
Let's do it again.
Want to see if we can make a twin?
Want to see if we can give it dimples?
Want to see if I can scratch that membrane?
Want to see if I can poke the fontanelle?
Okay, so you are going to do that or not?
So I assume you're typing that right now.
Type.
It's unclear. I wasn't
look,
sure.
She's into it. Great.
Rachel, do you think your mom and dad sexed each other?
No. Carrie's not one for texting too much.
That's your dad?
Yeah.
You think your mom would be up for it, though? Like, she's just sitting at home going, I just wish I'd get one that lights my fire.
Natalie seems like a wild woman sometimes.
She does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a fun mom. I describe her as, like, the fun, cool mom from Mean Girls sometimes.
I think
so.
Your mom is fun, but when I met her, I feel like she'd tell Barney the dinosaur to watch his mouth.
See if you can ask
She
dad.
Would.
See
she
if
would.
You can get
but,
your dad to send a D-pic.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. She also watches occasional anime, so you never know. She plays video games. I think there's a weird
oh,
side
yeah.
of my mother. I don't want to dive too much into thinking about it, but I'll acknowledge
porn.
It.
Yeah, do you think she watches tentacle porn?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you know, I'll ask her.
You get like this.
We can compare
You're going
to
ask her?
Yeah, we can compare notes.
Call her now.
They'll probably
right now?
Just they listen, don't they? They'll probably
they
just
do
send
listen.
It.
Yeah. I think she might be listening right now.
Yeah, your dad will probably text and say if they sexed.
Oh, yeah. Dad, will you let me know if you and mom sexed on the reg? Thanks.
No examples, but just affirm yes or no.
Yeah, we need examples. We need to know that it's true.
Yeah. Send me a screenshot of your favorite one.
Yeah.
Now, there are four distinct groups of sexters. This is according to a study by Gallivan, which I don't know if that's a university or like a pharmaceutical company or what.
It's a grocery store.
Yeah.
A discount chain, like your Aldi's.
Yeah.
As you're paying for your groceries. Hey, do you sext?
Yeah,
you
we're right? doing
Thank
a survey.
You.
Yeah. They're changing out their end caps.
Of the Americans and Canadians that were surveyed in committed relationships studied by the researchers, 72% fell into the category of non-sexter. It's probably just people like Hot Wings who didn't understand. Well, I mean, maybe. I'm not sending a Polaroid of my junk. 14.5% were words only.
Words only. That's a terrible porn site.
Words only.
8.5% were frequent sexters. And 5.5% were hyper sexters.
Hyper? Wow. Like, everything that they exchange is just always related to sex.
Like, what do we need from the grocery store? And then it's just a picture of boobs that says milk.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go in here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.